Half the world's rice-growing soils are deficient in phosphorus. Given farmers can add phosphorus to their soils to balance it out, why is phosphorus deficiency still an issue? We asked Matthias Wissawa from the Japan International Research Center for Agricultural Sciences to explain why and shed light on his research to develop popular rice breeds with improved yields in phosphorus-deficient soils. So Matthias, why is phosphorus deficiency such a concern?
Well, it is a global concern because of this soil property of tightly binding phosphorus. And so without the added P in fertilizers, almost all soils would be P deficient to some extent. In the richer countries, we can easily overcome this natural phosphorus deficiency of soils by fertilizer applications. But poorer farmers in developing countries often cannot, and that really was the driving factor to work on phosphorus. But then 4 or 5 years ago, the big price shock in terms of fertilizers and costs of agricultural products really changed the perception of the public of agricultural problems in general. And the phosphorus fertilizer price, I think, tripled within a year and has never gone down to this pre-peak level. And that really means that phosphorus now is a cost factor for farmers. So to some extent, unfortunate development globally about the increasing cost really has meant that the work that we do is appreciated now and will have an impact with it.
How important is integrating this gene in developing countries' breeding programs?
Yeah, this is, tremendously important. And actually, between Jirkas and Erie, we have sort of agreed that Erie, having all these good connections to Asia, would do this work in Asia. And actually, Jirkas, myself, we are focusing more on Africa and try to do the same thing in Africa. So we have several collaborations with Africa Rice, the sort of equivalent of Erie in Africa, and with partners in Ghana and trying to establish collaborations with people in Madagascar. And it will be the same thing, train them to do marker-assisted selection. We already have some of the material that was developed at Erie in Africa right now that's being tested in the field there. So it is really a project that's beyond Asia and is really now entering Africa. Phosphorus deficiency is possibly even more important in Africa than it is in Asia, and the application of P fertilizer is at a much lower level in Africa. So PAP1 may have its biggest impact actually in Africa to some extent.
Finally, how will the research continue?
Well, after having focused so much on the basic research on PAP1, there's not really time to worry about the application and bring PAP1 out to farmers' fields. That is the focus of Sigrid and colleagues at Erie with regard to PAP1 and of my focus with my colleagues in Africa. And the idea is also to more and more hand this whole project over to the counterparts in the countries. And that means we will progressively have less work on PAP1 and are free to concentrate on other things. And as I said, we, particularly my group here, we are looking for new sources of tolerance to phosphorus deficiency. And one very exciting project that we have is actually involving African rice. It's not Oryza sativa, the Asian rice, but Oryza glabrima, the African rice that originates in West Africa, the father of the Nerica varieties. Nerica stands for new rice in Africa, and it's a cross involving this African rice. And that African rice apparently is in our trials, is also very tolerant to P deficiency, and we know it's not due to PAP1. They have PAP1, but the variation is on a different chromosome. So we may actually find a PAP2 in a few years.